866-2237.
Applying and then you never get a call back because, oops, at one point in your life, 15 years ago, you had a bankruptcy because you had to deal with a medical condition. Fair or foul? And should the Supremes lift the 28-year Chicago gun ban? There is a precedent here, and it happened in D.C. in 2008, but will they do that? Huge news. That's happening tomorrow. That case will be discussed. There are four plaintiffs with four very different stories. Hey, everybody, this is Kate Delaney, and the name of the show is America Tonight. Right from the get-go, though, we're going to go in this direction with ATN, and it has to do with Senator Jim Bunning from Kentucky. And the Transportation Secretary, Ray LaHood, just blasting him for blocking any kind of legislation, or specifically one form of legislation that would have extended several federal programs. And as a result, there's been a furlough of 2,000 transportation workers without pay, and that started on Monday. Here's what he had to say about it.
If we can't find $10 billion to pay for something that we all support, we will never pay for anything on the floor of this U.S. Senate.
All right, so that's what he focused on, the $10 billion, saying he objected to the measure because it would add to the budget deficit that's already crazy out of control. However, if you are one of the people that's been furloughed, obviously you cannot be happy about this. It is a small amount of people, but if you unfortunately are one of those people, it would be enough to make you pretty upset about this. Senator Harry Reid had his own little reaction to Bunning.
But where was my friend from Kentucky when we had two wars that were unpaid for during the Bush administration? Tax cuts that cost more than $1 trillion, unpaid for. Where was my friend and the Republicans objecting to that?
Okay, and then there were people like Senator John Kyle. He's the number two GOP dude in the Senate, as all of you know. And he's saying, look, the Senate's going to pass an unemployment benefits extension this week. And he praised Bunning, saying his decision to block it was made to point out the hypocrisy in the Senate exempting the legislation from what was just a passed bill requiring Congress to pay for legislation as it comes up. It's called PAYGO. And he was making a point. He was making a point that it's got to be paid for. This is why we find ourselves in these situations. Don in Kentucky, you have the floor, my friend.
Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Don.
Okay, two things. I want to talk about the Chicago gun ban and Jim Bunning.
Yeah.
Jim Bunning, for those of you who may not know, is a senator from Kentucky you just mentioned. So Jim Bunning is being blackballed by the Republican Party, of which I am a member. Mitch McConnell will not give him money to seek re-election. Therefore, he cannot raise it on his own. Jim Bunning is the only member we have that stands up to the party and will tell them no. That is why Rand Paul is able to run this time for senator, who I will be casting a vote for.
Yeah, I like Rand Paul, yeah.
And Rand Paul is stepping in to take what Jim Bunning has started. He's going to take it to the next level, I hope, and tell Mitch McConnell he can kiss his rear end.
You know,
Jim Bunning is standing up to the system.
Right.
And it's
right,
being blackballed because of it.
Exactly. That's what he said that, and I agree. That's why Kyle defended him. He's trying to make the point about where do we stop this? And as John Kyle said, this is going to pass, and it'll pass over. But he's making a point about what has been allowed to happen for far too long, and that's why we're in the situation we're in.
Right. And the sad thing about it is the party I'm a member of, the Republican Party, is supposed to be a small government, bigger states, small federal government, bigger states party, and they're blackballing one of their own, which is the leader of the United States Senate on the Republican Party side is blackballing a guy that stands for that.
Yeah.
It's amazing the hypocrisy of Mitch McConnell. That's why if Mitch McConnell was running again, oh, my goodness, Rand Paul could wipe the floor with him in Kentucky right now.
Yeah, Rand Paul's kicking rear end, yeah.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. But on to your other point I had, I tried to call in last night and my cell phone was doing this ugly dance with disconnecting things. But I wanted to discuss the
Chicago ban. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you had the gentleman call in last night said 90% of people never use their concealed carry license and just leave it in their car. I'm one of those 90% of the people. I have my concealed carry, and dadgummit, I'm not going anywhere without it. But because of the way it's going, I'm thinking about getting a small Ruger or a small Kel-Tec just to clip on my hip in case some nutball did think they want to do something crazy, and I won't be stuck having to try to get to the car in an emergency.
Right. You'd already have the gun.
And the thing is, I believe a lot of people are starting to realize, especially in the South where I live, I mean, you know, guns are our friend. They're not no gun ever hurt anybody.
Yeah.
Only an idiot that pulls the trigger.
Right.
And the biggest, easiest point to make about that is the Virginia Tech shootings.
Yeah.
That happened, what was it, 3 to 7 years before? That's a military institute. They took the guns out of the hands of the military men and women on that school and
right.
They carry wooden rifles.
Yeah, and they would have had them otherwise, yeah.
And they would be able to prevent or at least minimize how many people lost their life in such a terrible incident. And if concealed carry wasn't illegal on schools, teachers could protect. Did you hear about the teacher last week that went out and chased that kid down?
Oh, I loved it. Out in the parking lot, yeah.
He's a hero, but you know what? If he'd had the chance, if he'd had the legal responsibility to be able to carry a gun private as a private citizen in there, he could have taken that guy out before anybody got shot.
Right, then you wouldn't have two people wounded, yeah.
Right. I mean, the potential to protect us is there. And like the gentleman said last night, the cops, when I get pulled over with a concealed carry and a gun in my glove compartment, the cops know it. They know instantly you have a concealed carry license. It's automatic. It comes right up.
Right.
They know you're probably going to have something in the car, but they know you have the responsibility to protect yourself and responsibility that you're not one of the bad guys. They know
right.
the bad guys are the ones we're concerned about, not the citizens who want to obey the law.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And that's the point that the people in Chicago are making. They weren't even, two of them didn't even want anything to do with the guns. Now they're saying we want a gun because of break-in situations and how they narrowly escape with their lives.
Right, and the Castle Doctrine is one of the greatest doctrines we have, and we have in Kentucky. And if someone breaks into your home and you feel threatened, and you feel threatened in your home, you have the right to defend yourself.
Oh, thank goodness.
Right. Well, at Oklahoma, I think it takes it even further. You're standing on their property and they feel threatened. Better run.
Yeah. And then, see, there's others where it's scarier. They're telling you have to pull the body outside of the house. You know, it's crazy.
In Kentucky, you cannot shoot someone in the back.
Yeah.
They've got to be inside your house and you have to feel threatened. But if it's that quick, I mean, it's going to be right on you that quick. It's not going to, there's no way that you have a chance to shoot somebody in the back.
Yeah, no kidding. It is going to be very quick. Don, always fun to talk to you. Thanks. Drive safely. Thanks for the jingle. Coming up on the flip side, odds and ends, including Jay Leno back as the Tonight Show host. And I'll tell you about credit checks when you're applying for a job. There are some states that are saying, no, we're going to make this illegal. Bravo to them. Stay with us.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Okay, so you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com? Then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
America tonight, we're going to talk about Jay Leno. He is back on the airwaves. Bye-bye, Conan O'Brien. That's got to be weird for him. He has to feel like he's on this desert island just waiting to come back to television, not until September. But before we jump to that, and of course these guys are making big bucks. They don't have to worry about applying for jobs. But if you've been out of a job, and you know this, it's the worst thing applying for jobs, isn't it? It's the worst thing when you know somebody that knows somebody and you feel like you're going to get the job anyway, and then you have to fill out all this paperwork. And one of the things that a lot of places do is they run credit checks on at least some of the people that come and apply for jobs, and they put the credit histories, they rank that pretty highly and they hold it against you. And I think it's unfair because you don't know an individual's situation. You can't classify them as irresponsible not knowing what led to whatever. How many successful businesses have failed and then bounced back several times? There's people that have made fortunes, lost fortunes, and been on their rear end and made fortunes. So it's not fair to do that. There's at least 16 states that are working on that, and I hope that they all go through, because I think it's a terrible trap when somebody's in debt and they can't get past financial problems and it prevents them from finding work. It's just not fair. I don't think that you can hold that over somebody's head. Maybe in some cases, but I think in a lot of cases it's not right. So more companies are using credit checks. How many of them actually use this as the potential hiree? I mean, is this going to sink their ship? I don't know. Do you think this is fair? Have you ever applied for a job and you know they're running a credit check on you? Have you ever had anything wrong in your credit report? That happens to tons of people. You know, we've had identity theft folks on talking about that, and you don't know what's on you assume it's fine, your credit report, and then it turns out there's some ding on it, and it has nothing to do with anything you even actually did. But that's going to count against you in a job scenario? Let's hope that a lot of people are, a lot of these states, a lot of these state governments are able to change that around. I mean, last year, California voted to curb the use of the checks, but Governor Schwarzenegger vetoed the bill because he was under pressure from Chamber of Commerce leaders who called it a job killer. Uh-huh. And I guarantee there's people listening to me that know exactly what I'm talking about. You've probably been there. I don't know. I don't know if anyone's run a credit check on me. I'm not sure. But I've certainly been in the scenarios where I've had to, seems like, jump through fire and fill out a bunch of cockamamie crazy stuff that makes no sense to me. Whatever happened to just talking to somebody? Or taking recommendations? What about that? All right, so it was highly recommended by the folks at NBC that you tune into Jay Leno. He's been absent for less than a month. He returned Monday night, and he's back in his old slot once again. He did his monologue, and, you know, pretty much I think what he came up with was, I'm Jay Leno, your host, at least for a while. So Conan O'Brien was there for 9 months, and I guess 19 days, and then they pulled the plug, you know, that whole history. We've gone over that. Honestly, he had Olympic guests, which makes sense. He's got some big guests scheduled. I think he bounces back to where he was, but let's see if the people that watched him are loyal and go back to him, or they forget about it. He's like a blip on the radar screen because now they're going to bed earlier or whatever. That could also happen. But NBC knew he was getting bigger ratings. That's why they went back with him. Kind of unfair to Conan. Oh, well. That's show business. Stu in the great state of Kentucky. Hello, Stu.
Hey, Kate. First of all, on the Conan thing, is he staying or is he leaving?
He's gone. He's looking for a gig. Yeah.
I mean, he did leave NBC altogether.
He's done with NBC. They're talking about Fox. Yeah, they're talking about Fox, but he can't be on television. He took a $30 million buyout. He can't be on TV until September.
That's no big deal. I'd stay home until September for $30 million.
I would, too. $30 million, and we'll be back. We'll see you again. Exactly.
Hey, I want to tell you, on this whole credit thing, I don't understand it. Probably one of the best employees I've ever had was the worst, absolute worst at taking care of his own finances. I mean, my wife paid all of his bills directly out of his check. If I didn't pay his bills, they'd never get paid.
Really?
God's truth. His child support, man, he wouldn't watch. I left him in charge of it, never get paid. He'd call him on his child support. And he called me and said, still, I'm going to go to jail, man. I need $1,000 up. Listen, this is happening from here on out, Trav. Okay. I mean, man, I got him his first loan. I went up over to the bank with him, said, look, we'll make payments out of his check. I mean, we did everything under the sun for the guy. He's still horrible. He ended up marrying my wife's sister, and she handles the money. If she don't handle the money, he goes broke. And so, I mean, I don't think that really... I don't know. I don't think it really says anything. I know some of the laziest people I know that call in more than anybody I've ever seen in my life. It's got A1 credit. You know, just so it I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair. And as an employer, I don't think it's fair because, like you said, you know, I mean, I know I've been battling with a hospital now for 6 months. My insurance said they were going to pay the bill. The hospital keeps billing it to me instead of the hospital, my insurance now. They're billing it back to me again. And, as a matter of fact, I got a letter from a company in Houston, Texas the other day. If they were turning it, the hospital turned it over to collections, not turn it over to insurance. And I called the guy in Texas and I said, you're smoking crack, Jack. I'm not paying this. It's like I got insurance for it. That's why I pay for insurance.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I mean, anything can happen along the way. It can be something stupid or something minor. It can be something that's been overlooked. It can be, and I've actually got, you know, things on their board. I had to call the credit bureau, get taken off. It was for a totally different person. Or somebody had just got the number, you know, just wrong just a little bit, like
right.
One number off, and it showed up. That's not fair. It's typical BS. And,
right.
You know, first of all, as an employer, it is none of my business what your credit rating is. That is none of my business. My business is, are you going to come to work? Are you going to drive my truck? Are you going to be responsible and get my freight there on time? And are you going to do it in a safe manner?
I agree.
Do you pay your bills? That's none of my business. I don't care. I don't care if they're having marital problems. That's none of my business.
Right.
Unless they bring it to my attention, it shouldn't be. And I don't agree with that. I mean, that'd be like saying a guy that's single isn't as responsible as a married man.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I don't know. It kind of ticks me off. I think it's people getting into too many people's business and shouldn't be that way. Out of hell with all of them.
Yeah.
I appreciate you, Kate.
All right, buddy. Take care of driving. And he's right. I mean, I can't agree more. I don't think it's fair. Somebody could be completely irresponsible with their bills, but be an incredible worker. You know, I've had examples of that where I was running a broadcasting company and I was the COO of that company, and some of the most irresponsible cats, guys, that worked for me. I mean, they weren't irresponsible in the job. They were incredible in the job, but in their home life and in their bill paying and everything else, I mean, they were all over the map. But they showed up on time. They did a good job, everything else. And so if I went by credit checks, who would you have working for you? And I think that he makes a good point. Some of the most buttoned up credit-wise people that Stu knows, he said they're lazy and they're not worth a damn. And, you know, that can go either way. And someone could have incredible credit and just be a great worker and whatever. But I don't think they should be able to go through your credit history. And I don't think there's any research. In fact, there is no research that I know of that shows a person with a bad credit history is going to perform badly. My goodness, maybe, if anything, there's massive incentive there to do well, to, you know, turn around whatever because they had medical problems or had overwhelming bills for some unforeseen reason and had to file some kind of bankruptcy or lost a bunch of money. And if anything, they would be motivated, I would think, to turn that around. So they would be a positive hire. But the fact that they do it is infuriating to me. And I've heard this from other people. I've heard people that haven't gotten jobs that would really be quite good at what they were doing but didn't get it because they had a kid who had some kind of problem, some kind of a medical problem, and they ran up $25,000-$30,000 in medical debt, and it took a chunk out of how it would be reported on their credit. And, you know, I know somebody else. In fact, it was somebody I had lunch with a couple of months ago, and he's a very successful businessman, owns his own business. 20 years ago, his wife was having a child. Child was sick. He got into a whole fracas. He had medical insurance, but got into a whole thing with that. And he was so frazzled and so worried about the wife dying and the baby dying and constantly at the hospital, he lost his business and went and got into trouble with that. So can you imagine this is how they judge people by that? Come on. Come on. Much more to come as we bounce back here on the flip side. Stay with us on ATN.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and 6 varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This here on America Tonight. In the meantime, you know, you can always chime in, like I say. The conversation, 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. By the way, I'm getting a lot of emails on my singing O Canada. You can go to americatonight.net, click on what you missed, and you'll hear, oh, I'm a terrible singer, my rendition of O Canada from last night's show. Yeah. So I forgot right at the beginning when I did it, too. No musical accompaniment, nothing. I just did it dry. But I said at the time, at least, thank goodness, it is a short, short anthem. All right, as we peruse along what's happening from coast to coast and everywhere in between, some really strange things. People get duped into some of the craziest deals, and I happen to see this. About 6,000 people showed up for a fake bridal show. So here's what happened. Beware. Scammers set up a website advertising this bridal show, and they billed it as the biggest and most extravagant and used it to steal thousands, I mean thousands, from brides-to-be and their vendors who were lured there by the chance to win, you know, the gifts and the prizes. Always beware of the gifts and the prizes, except for on this show. I mean, we're legit. So a site called the Boston 411 invited would-be brides and potential vendors to a non-existent spring home and bridal show at the Heinz Convention Center, and 6,000 people showed up. And these people had no clue. They paid what it was to get in. They bought floor space through the website. And on the website, they said, oh, elegant wedding displays. And what happened was the police, this was the saving grace of this whole thing, the police got wind of the scam after vendors started calling the convention center to ask when they could go in and start working on their exhibits for the show, and the convention center said they didn't have any kind of show scheduled for that. And some of the, there was a photographer who lost $3,000 he paid to go to the show and to produce promotional materials for it. Here, once again, when they ask for the money up front, do not do it. Unless it's like Amazon and you're buying a book. There's certain sites you know that are legitimate, but somebody asking for a serious chunk of money up front and you have no idea who it is and you're just thinking it's some bridal show, yeah, you might want to make a few phone calls. That's, you know, the cyber crimes are up, Matt. If you're paying attention here, we talk about a lot on America Tonight. It's crazy. Any idiot with a good website and a way to try to circumvent where you would pay for it, it's unbelievable how they've been able to lure people into believing things.
Yeah, definitely. You got to be aware of what sites you're on or even the manner you're paying into, because sometimes if you use a certain credit card or like a PayPal account or something like that, then the website, you know, the place that you're buying through, they'll protect you.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be careful about that and just always be on your toes. And you can do some research, too, on companies. If there's ever a website that I buy through, because I do some online purchasing of things, and there's sometimes some stores where, you know, you want like a you know, old T-shirt kind of a deal or some jeans or something, and it's only like in some random store in California. Well, then I always like Google up in the store and make sure it's a real place.
Right, absolutely. Or you hear it from somebody you know and they recommend it, they tell you about it, and then you know it's legitimate before you just go ahead and plunk down a bunch of coin. It's interesting. Matt and I also have had the same experience with, it's so frustrating. I mean, you have to watch for everything when you're in the web nowadays, right? What happened to the days where you just plug in the computer and you could just, you know, go off into cyberland, no worries. There's a thing called security tool. And sometimes if you're going through websites, it'll pop up security tool protect, and it'll start running like these viruses. Oh, we're detecting all these viruses on your website. And somehow they've gotten into your system and it's an offshore deal and it's a nightmare to try to get it off of your computer. And people, what happens is people give up and they just pay the money. They pay the money to get this crappy security tool that doesn't work, that ends up letting all the viruses go. It's terrible. It's not like Norton or whatever, McPhee or whatever else it is that you have there. And beware of that. If that pops up when you're on the website, you're looking at news websites or whatever you're looking at, try to figure out a way to get away from, circumvent away from that and shut your computer down so that you don't get caught in that. You do not want to sign up for security tool. And if you call the number on there, trust me, they do not have anybody that's going to pick up the phone and talk to you about your problem. So it's a disaster. Don in the great state of Wyoming. Hey, Dono, how are you?
Hey, Jake. Hey, this is the next town where the Winter Olympics is. They said it's in Russian. Sorgi, is that how you say it?
Sorgi, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you know where it's at? I mean, Russia's a pretty big...
I don't know. Just in Russia. I don't know where it is. If it's in the northern part of Russia or where it is now.
Well, it's in the Ural Mountains. I don't know. I was just curious.
I guess it's a resort town on the Black Sea. They were talking about that.
They got mountains that big down there for snow?
Wouldn't be able... Yeah, if you think about it, yeah.
Yeah, so... did you catch by chance the lineup for the Dancing with the Stars?
No, tell us who's in Dancing with the Stars. It must sound like it's intriguing. Who is it?
Well, there's a few of them in there, but...
not Tiger Woods, right?
Give me a second here. All right, I got to read these off to you. I got to give you the surprise one last, okay? Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready because I don't know.
Nicole Scherzinger, Pussycat Doll, or something like that. Aiden Turner, Jake Pavelka. There's one for you. Chad Ochocinco.
Great.
In fact, got to admit, he just loves the limelight, right? So.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
Niecy Nash. From Reno 911.
Sure.
Let's see here. Evan Lysick, the skater. Gold medal skater. Well, that's not fair. He's got an advantage over all of them, I would think.
I would think, too. He'd have to be a decent dancer.
Kate Gosselin from, you know, TV Mom.
Yes.
So Shannon Doherty, Erin Andrews, Pamela Anderson. I guess we'll be checking out how she looks over 40. But the one that cracked me up the most of all is, I guess he's still got the right stuff, Buzz Aldrin.
Oh, that's hilarious.
80 years old.
Buzz Aldrin.
With the stars.
Oh, what is he thinking? Oh, my gosh.
He might be in great shape. You never know. Some of those guys stay in great shape.
No, he is. He is. I love Buzz Aldrin, but, to do Dancing with the Stars,
I think they got to have an add-on and have Armstrong come in and have him go at it. There you go. So, but I just thought that's kind of an interesting lineup. But I'm not into the show or anything. But boy, when I just glanced at that and I saw, Buzz Aldrin, 80 years old, I'm like, gee. So he'll probably turn out and be one of the best dancers of all or something, huh?
I don't know. We might have to watch him to see how good he is. You're right. He may surprise us. Yeah.
So, cool. Kate, I got a question for you. These schmucks, Democrats they just seem to be destined to. Do you think that the reason why they're trying to get this health care passed through is because they know this is their best chance to do it? Because
yes.
Yes. And the thing that gets me about it is that, it's evident. Far more than majority of the country does not want what they're offering. But it's like, once again, it's like these are people who just sit there and, I can't remember, it was Kerry, the guy who was the senator from Nebraska a while back, when he voted against something and they said...
Bob Kerry,
Bob Kerry. And they asked him, they said, why did you vote that way? Your constituents said not to. And he goes, people in Nebraska don't know what they're talking about, And it's like, that's what these people think. They think that they have their agenda and that they know better and that it doesn't matter what the majority of the country thinks. They're going to push through their own thing. And I personally think this is just their agenda to try to destroy insurance companies. And, because that's always been one of the big, capitalist things,
It has been, absolutely. And then the reconciliation deal is that's hanging out there. What's going to happen there? There's 9 Democrats who voted no on the health bill who are reconsidering. And for Obama, this is his play. He's been pushing for health care. So as the president, he wants to see that go through. This is what he's been pushing.
Yeah. He might need it for himself from what I hear, though, huh? So.
Yeah, right, with the cigarette smoking, it's terrible. He can't stop. He cannot stop smoking.
Well, and then another question was, they said the doctor told him to minimize his drinking, or how did he put it, the moderate drinking. Who would think that he's drinking,
Summit, so I think, I would just think he was a casual drinker, yeah.
Yeah, so, but in any case, though, it's unbelievable. I think people said no, and they just don't want to take no for an answer, and Kate, this is just, anything and everything they can get their hands on to take over government control, communist society, and I promise you, as soon as they've gotten control of everything that they can get control of, then the rights start going, your right to bear arms, your right to protest. It's just a complete takeover, and the sad part is most of the people that vote for them don't even know what these people really are. They don't know much about, political
who they voted for,
et cetera.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't pay. That's why you got to pay attention. You got to pay attention to who you're voting for. See how they voted. If it's somebody that's there, do you like what they stand for? You make an excellent point, Don. Because remember, our government is a democracy. It's about we the people. So we elect the people who represent our so-called interests in Washington, D.C. So Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever. You want to really pay close attention to that. Pay close attention to America Tonight, because we're coming back with We Can Count next on ATM.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Watch the Olympics. The Olympic hockey game as Team Canada rolled on the Americans 3-2, as many of you know. In our country, 27.6 million watched. It is the most watched in 30 years. Woo! That tops We Can Count. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Sam.
Canada! Canada!
USA! USA! USA!
Excuse me, who won more gold medals?
Would that be the Canadians with 14?
Yes.
Clever. Are you trying to gig me again?
Today in the New York Daily News on the back sports page, big page of Sid Crosby going crazy, and it said Sid Vicious.
Oh, how funny.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I didn't see that. That's clever.
Oh, you know it.
What was it like in Montreal?
Downtown and all the bars, they were like, you know, singing O Canada, like me, terribly. And a lot of them were, you know, they were controlled. It's not like, you know, after the Canadians win, you know, win a bit important game and you have the, you know what disturbers destroying the city. They were just walking around, you know, honking with the Canadian flags and, you know, and the shirts and all that. And, you know, and they even showed in Kandahar in Afghanistan, the Canadian troops, they all went nuts.
Cool.
Yeah, you know it, you know it. And even, and Sid Crosby's hometown. And, okay. I know the answer to this question.
What? I don't even know his hometown. What's his hometown?
Pearl Harbor, Nova Scotia.
Oh, yeah, they said that. I should have known that. Yeah, you're right. Wow. He's what, 22?
Yeah, so that means he could be, it all depends what Gary Bettman says, so he might be available for the 2014 Olympics.
Woo! He's the stud, there's no doubt about it. You have to admit, what he did on the ice was incredible.
Yeah, and I spoke to a certain rabbinical person, friend of ours, or no, your friend, my nephew.
Oh, I love your nephew. He's got to go out of that wailing wall and say a little prayer for me.
I'll tell him to do that. Anyway, he went to a wedding last night. One of his old professor's sons was getting married, and a whole bunch of Americans and Canadians are more interested. Well, they weren't able to watch a hockey game, of course, but next thing you know, they're getting, you know, like text messages about the score. So they're staying there. So when Sid scored, they went, woo! And the person giving the speech is looking like, my speech is that good? You know, because... So then, you know, they said, no, Canada won the gold medal in men's hockey. A lot of Israelis said, yeah, so who cares? You know? So,
yeah.
Yeah, and he was also talking about in the Israeli papers, and there was also something about this today that the... former Prime Minister, now the Minister of Defense, Ehud Barak, is saying that he's now nervous about the Ahmadinejad because if he does have nuclear capabilities, this...
And then, you know what, then there's a reason to be nervous. You and I know how... Come on. What do we say all the time? I don't care how you dissect it. Look at his own people, those students that were protesting. This guy can't be trusted. The more nuked up they are, the more fearful of everybody out there that has them, we should be concerned about.
Well, you know what some Israeli commentator called them? And I think this is overdoing it a little. The Mideast Nazi Adolf Hitler.
Really?
Yeah, I'm thinking. I think that, okay, granted.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
What?
I've heard that before, because remember, Ahmadinejad is the guy who said there was no Holocaust. How can you say the most horrific crime ever perpetrated on humans, one of them, how can you say that that did not happen? How can you say that?
You know,
it's sickening.
You know, I mean, if I ever sat down with the guy, the first thing I would do is, first of all, I would take him to a hockey arena, tie him up, you know, yeah, you know my attitude.
Right, and shoot pucks at him, absolutely.
Yeah, but that'd be a waste of good pucks.
You're right.
So if anything, I'd give him the lousy pucks, but still, I mean. So anyway, so, you know, I said, Steve, are you worried? He goes, yes and no, because if Ahmadinejad wants, you know, world opinion to go with him, he won't pull this crap.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if he wants to prove to the Middle East that, I'm a strong man, he'll do it. Yeah, but I said Saudi Arabia will probably tell him, excuse me, we got more money and more pull than you. So, you know, he is, you know, so I said, so what are you doing about it? He goes, well, right now celebrating because of Canada. I went, okay. Mm-hmm. That's besides the point.
Oh, no, that's huge. I think there's going to be a couple of days. Somebody said to me last night, well, that means none of the Canadians want to go to work tomorrow. Because
I don't want to bet. We all did. Oh, did you? Prime Minister Harper and your president even had a bet on the game.
I heard, but what was the bet for? I can't remember.
A case of beer.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, of course, he can spare because he supposedly's cut down on his beer action, so he's sending it over to Harper. But
yeah.
No, that was a good. This one is one for the ages. I mean, we're all hockey fans, and we watched the game from the start to the finish. You did, I did,
yeah.
Matt did, and we're the Americans did a good job, and the Canadians did a better job. They,
yeah, because,
you know,
yeah, because I remember you telling me there was an unofficial poll saying that there was one poll that said 25% predicted that the American team wouldn't even get a medal.
Yes, remember Russia? Russia was supposed to meddle, and they had such great lines, and we all thought Russia would be there.
Yeah.
I know we talked on the show about that. Russia was predicted to come in and get the gold medal, and boy, you know what's interesting about that? Because of what happened with the Olympics, Medvedev is demanding resignations over the Olympics. How about that? He called it from the country's dismal performance at the Olympic Games.
Yeah, I'm hearing like they're asking all these, you know, Ministry of Sports people to, to hang him up because now, you know, now with the next Winter Olympics being held in Russia, I guess they want to put, I guess Russians want to have like an own the podium type thing. You know, at least that's the way I'm looking at it.
Well, it's crazy. Think about it. Well, yeah, they that's exactly it. Russia was 11th for gold, 6th in the overall medal count, and they're a powerhouse usually. They won just 15 medals, only 3 golds. It was one of their worst performances ever. So I love this. Medvedev, like we think that there's no mafia anymore in Russia. Medvedev gets on camera and he says, anybody responsible for preparing the athletes, if you don't resign, then the decision will be made for you.
It almost sounds like the old days of the Soviet Union.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
They're not used to that. And especially, I think the hockey was a surprise. We all said that. Going in, they looked like they would be a front runner, but they weren't. And,
I wonder what it's going to be like when Ovechkin plays his first game tomorrow night.
He's going to have a heavy heart, that's for sure.
Yeah, or people are going to boo, or they're going to call him names and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
And Wednesday's trade deadline day, I have a person I know. He honestly doesn't have a life. It's not me. He takes trade deadline day off from work, so he watched every single trade, no matter if it's, you know, like an eighth round draft pick for an eighth round draft pick. He still wants to know about it. I'm like, got a life. And nowadays, with everything being text messaging, he can get a text. He said, it's not the same. I'm going like, yeah, right, sure.
I love that. Yeah, right, sure. Yeah. On that note, we're up against it. Slam and Sammy, you take care. Thanks for the aftermath on what happened in Canada.
No problem.
Appreciate it.
You bet.
You know, in speaking finally here on We Can Count, O.J. Simpson is giving his agreement from prison to have his acquittal suit to be donated. It's his 13-year legal battle, so 13 being the number, between Simpson's former sports agent Mike Gilbert and Fred Goldman, the father of the man Simpson was accused of killing in 94. Both claimed the right to the suit, the shirt and the tie he was wearing when he was acquitted of killing his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ronald Goldman. So he has decided to let it be donated. Can you imagine I wonder if they auctioned that off, if anyone would even bother to want to pay for that. Remember, Fred Goldman has been trying for years to see Simpson's assets to actually pay off a $33.5 million civil judgment for the wrongful death of his son and his ex-wife. You might see it someday on eBay.
Worse! How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell!
Oh, no. We woke up the mama.
It's crazy.
So you're telling me there's a chance.